see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to Watchmen for Jesus Bible Study for tonight. My name is Thomas Gamble. For those just joining us, and welcome. Well, family, this afternoon, I want to clear up some things. I'm getting hit hard today, twice actually, yesterday and today, with false end times events that's being told by a lot of people. Lately, it seems to be coming out. They're just not paying attention. They're going about their ways and everything else, and what they're doing is not preparing themselves to get ready for the end times events. Satan's keeping them busy, keeping them all tied up, and it's going to hit them hard. They're not ready for this. The churches are not preparing people. Matter of fact, they're actually doing quite opposite. It's like they're making people being unprepared. That's what they're doing. Now, I just run across a situation here that my server's offline. That's what's going on. So let me know if... Okay, here we go. We're back on. This is interesting. Okay, stand by just a second. It's offline again. I'm still connected. Why would it do this again? Anyway, people just being misled, and I think on purpose. I do believe it's on purpose. And family, it's and I'm going to give you some of those ideas of how they're doing it. So if you're not hearing me, well, if you wouldn't be able to say anything anyway, if you're hearing me clear, let me know. Those that normally do, just kind of give me an email or a text that you are hearing me. Because it looks like my server goes offline. Now, I think I still broadcast, but the server's not doing it. So, alright, so what I'm going to do is dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to get down and show you, tell you what they're actually telling people out there, and because I copy-pasted several, matter of fact, twice, of the same disinformation. And then I'm going to give you the correct information based on the Scripture, not just because of me, but because the Scripture is what it says, what it means in traditional sense of what the Bible, King James Bible, says. So y'all be prepared for it. And we may go part one, part two. Depends how far we get tonight. And okay, I got one notification here. Hear me loud and clear. And interesting, because my server shows offline. My connection is still there. But it seems like we're still, okay, it's back on. Weird, weird, weird. Okay, let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get to talking about the end times events, because, family, they haven't happened yet. But you're going to be really surprised, I think. Maybe some of you might not be surprised, but of what they're telling people out there. It just bothers me. It's amazing what they're doing to people. It just befuddles me. It's like they expect people not to know what it is. And believe me, like Arnold Murray said, you don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me. You do have to read the Bible. Isn't that a little bit what the Vatican says? You don't have to know Latin, just listen to us. Yeah, I don't think so. No, thank you. Lord, we thank you tonight for Bible study. We thank you, Father, we have our network and we can conduct a Bible study. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together tonight. Lord, we pray that you will open up our eyes today, give us wisdom, discernment to see through, Lord. And, Father, that you'll bring us all together, that you'll show us insights into the Scripture, into the Word. And, Lord, to spread the blood of Jesus around us, to, Father, to keep us protected, that we can study, we can worship. Lord, we do pray. Lord, we're praying. Lord, we pray for those for families to be brought together. Lord, for healings. Lord, that we know there's many interruptions going to come our way. And Lord, we pray that we're able to influence others and lead them to Jesus Christ. And Lord, that you exalt the King James Bible. Lord, to bring them back into the churches. That, Lord, that these churches seem like they're have a famine of the word. And Lord, to bring those Freemasons out of these churches, that they'll renounce the blood oaths that they've taken, Lord, and become a working member of these churches and their families again, and renounce these blood oaths. And Father, to put the Freemasonry, put the secret society's agenda by the side. But Lord, we pray for these healings. We pray for Virginia again, Lord, that you'll heal her, Lord, that you'll bring her up. All these things we pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, we're back online again. So it wasn't offline in the first place. It's just one of those, little burps that happened. But I appreciate those that have told me. Thank you. What are they doing? What are they telling us? Well, here's one I got. You know you have, once it begins, once the real tribulation begins, whether it's September 11th, you know, 2 days from now, whether it's next year or 2017 or 2025, whenever it is, everybody worries about it, man. Everybody's worrying about it. Everybody's worrying about the rapture, arguing about the rapture, pre-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath, mid-wrath, you know, and nobody knows because they're not going to know. In 400 years, you'd think it'd just be one prophet, right? Well, no, because God has the Bible written in such a way, Holy Spirit in such a way that nobody can know exactly when it's going to happen. Anybody thought about that? I mean, it's not going to happen. Nobody's going to know. Not supposed to know. They're never going to figure it out. But it's written in such an ingenious way that you'll know when it does happen. Amazing, isn't it? And yet they still argue about it. And no one has ever come up with when it is. Sovereign nations at some point in time, as you can see it already coming out, will cease to exist. When Jesus Christ comes back, for sure that's going to be the same thing. It's just who's in charge is the problem. There's going to be a single global economic system. It's going to be established. That's pretty clear. Anything left from the old order of things will be purely superficial. Languages, cultures, names, countries, etc. And any real authority will rest with an international body controlled by Satan himself. Family, they're already doing that. You have these fallen angels by channeling with a prepared channeler or possession of some kind or avatar attends these meetings already and at the Wesak Festival and different places. The same ones. It's been 18th century and before. Sanat Kumara is the New Age name of Satan. That's who he is. In this new age, taking on a body, but still not in control as the Antichrist. Disputing world religions will become unified, and it will be a master of spiritual intrigue will be happening. You have events being taken place now where the Pope is trying to get all the religions together, even trying to bring the process back. Oh, please, process, come back to us. We forgive you for being how you were. We won't murder you all anymore. Well, gee, thank you. We appreciate that. But we ain't coming back. At least some of us aren't. Because you've murdered literally in the billions. Oh, there's no kidding about that. Now they have what's called the heavenly culture, world peace, restoration of light, HWPL. It's like PTL, don't it? Who are we? Well, the heavenly culture, world peace, restoration of light. Whew, that's a work. It's a non-profit, non-governmental, international organization registered under the Korean Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Anybody ever heard of the Council of Foreign Relations? Canadian International, how's that go again? All these darn acronyms or whatever. The Council of Foreign Relations, that is the Illuminati in the United States. The Royal Institute of International Affairs is the Illuminati in London and Chatham House. Every country has got one of these organizations that are Illuminati. Canada, you've got, yep, Canada Institute for International Affairs, runs Canadian politics. That's your Illuminati. Everybody's got their own little pet Illuminati. How about that? Well, what's this one? Ah, look yonder. Korean Ministry of Foreign Affairs. That's Illuminati, family. in Korea. Operates out of Seoul, South Korea. Mr. Yan Han Lee, Korean War veteran, renowned peace advocate, founded the organization after his involvement with numerous voluntary associations. The mission of the Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light, HWPL, is to create a positive and lasting change internationally through uniting communities around the world. Active pursuit of peace. What a lie. You also have the International Women's Peace Group. Fostering a new culture of world peace. Look out. Satan's back in town. It's for the summit of the World Alliance of Religions. Should I say that again? The summit for the World Alliance of Religions. Ouch. We're close. It's not inconceivable at some point during this ascent to power that this world leader will declare himself to be the Christ, false prophet, Sanand Emanuel. If this were to be the case, he'd also be the long-awaited Messiah to the Jews. To the Buddhists, he'll be the fifth Buddha. To the Muslims, he will be the Imam Mahdi. To the Hindus, he'll be the Krishna. Those Christians, accepting this lie, would see him in fullness of the second coming of Christ as a Prince of Peace. In India, Pakistan, places be Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva. And for New Agers, he's called the Christ. He's going to fit everybody's bill. And the Maitreya. But you know, regardless, Scripture tells us the majority of the world's inhabitants will be deceived. Revelation 13 and the 2 Thessalonians 2. So the rise of the Antichrist will be extremely convincing to those who are unprepared, which is 90% of the churches today, and who are not firmly grounded in God's Word and still follow that Book of Enoch. New Age principles, which have been subtly worked their way into our new churches, disguised as sound biblical doctrine and teaching, they'll prevent those Christians who have no idea from recognizing the Antichrist, especially if they have a case or an incident or a chaotic event, they'll look for man to solve it or someone really special. You know, if he would come proclaiming to be servant of Satan, few is going to be foolish enough to follow him. Instead, he'll come as the name of Christ, posing as an angel of light. So discerning Christians, you will be amazed at who steps forth to head the New World Order. Might even be the last person you suspect. Jesus talked about this. The Antichrist, 1 John 2:18, may also be interpreted as in place of Christ. Elect, if that were possible, will be deceived. I've told you ahead of time, he says. Matthew 24:24-25. So this Christianity, which has little to do with being a Christian or following Jesus, really, saturated with all the pantheistic teachings of Eastern mysticism, ancient mystery religions, as I've told you all before, the Roman Catholic Church covered that over in 325 A.D. See, the ancient, it wasn't Islam. Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Islam was created as a religion by the Vatican in about the 6th century to control the children of Ishmael. The Jews were on the run. So finally, many, you know, several thousand years later, well, actually, about 1,200 years later, the Vatican created the movement called Zionism to liquidate Jewish wealth and to hunt down the Hebrew Jews, bloodlines. That's where Hitler came in, to exterminate them, to stop the 144,000. That's the big picture. Red Cross to blood for many reasons. I'm not going to go into that now. See, all this is connected together. It's amazing how it's working. It's just everything. I mean, there's nothing that's not connected to this agenda. Nothing. The Antichrist will be remarkably successful in keeping peace on the planet. Well, after all, he's the one, through the UN and others, are creating the violence. I guess he could keep the peace, since they're the ones creating it. The wars. With the Prince of Darkness, who was invoked in 1975 by Michael Aquino from the Pentagon. Literally, that's the third phase of the New Age movement. When he literally invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975. That began the third phase of the New Age movement. That's documented. That's not a speculation there, by the way. And according to Scripture, now this is important, the length of his reign will be 7 years. Daniel 9:27, and the first 3.5 years of the 7 years will be used to consolidate his power, to put in place any final mechanisms needed to ensure absolute control of the world. I talked about that today in my broadcast about the mark of the beast. We've been conditioned for the mark of the beast since the days of Nimrod, when you had money. It wasn't yet the mark of the beast, but it was conditioning for thousands of years. But now they're going to put it into a microchip. They didn't have the technology back then, but they got us used to it. And you really couldn't buy or sell without having money. Anything else is called stealing, according to man's laws. And the second 3.5 years, his nature will be fully revealed as the evil that he is. And that actually goes along with Albert Pike's plan for World War III and final despotism of the Antichrist. The moment will mark the beginning of the Great Tribulation spoken of in Revelation 7:14. Revelation 13:7-8. All this is yet to come. Y'all see how that works now? It hadn't happened yet. If it has, please tell me how. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you how. At least from their perspective. Man, they're really trying to put a square peg in a round hole, and they're hoping you all don't study none to be able to figure it out. That's got to be it. Now, some of the claims of the Calvinists, Preterists, Arnold Murray crowd, Christian Identity, New Agers that are pseudo-Christian. Who did I leave out? Are trying to parrot off that the tribulations are finished now. They're done. So everybody knows that Armageddon, the last of the tribulations, the trumpets, who comes? Well, Jesus of Nazareth comes to take over. So that means they got to get rid in history. They got to make sure all the tribulations and everything's done and over with to bring in their false Christ. That's the big push. Watch this. What they are saying, is the seals, the trumpets, and vials are the same stories, all ending in Armageddon. Seals are long story. Trumpets are medium story, and the vials are the short story. The horsemen are actually the ruling power in chronological time. The ruling powers, chronologically. Really. The white Catholicism, the red is communism, the black is capitalism, and the pale translated green is Islamic. That's because of flesh. It's like, what are you talking about, man? What planet are y'all from? So the white is referred to as Roman Catholicism. And because red, you see how this has been planned out? This is detailed. planning going back hundreds of years. Now they're cashing in on it. Y'all, if nobody understands this, please send me an email or something. This is amazing how far back this has been planned. Now they're cashing in on it. So they're saying the white horse is Roman Catholicism. They're saying that the red horse in the tribulations is communism because it's red. The black horse, they say, is capitalism. That means a crash, a stock market crash or something like that, worldwide. And the pale horse, translated green, is Islam. Y'all see how this has been played out on the long term? I mean, this goes back generations and generations. They planned this. The white horse is the Antichrist that deceives but becomes a hero of sort. Conquers, bow without arrow. Conquers without war. The red horse is war, World War III. Death shall follow. It's got nothing to do with communism. The black horse is famine. Not capitalism or food for money or whatever. It's the food is a lack of. Worldwide famine. And I don't remember in my 61 years I ever had trouble going to the grocery store. America will be judged. We will have famine in this country. Hadn't happened yet, if you're not surprised, if you're not aware. Do we have famine in the world? Yeah, but it's not worldwide. Famine, this is worldwide judgment. And the pale horse, Islamic. They're playing that role now. Notice how that happened? ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Islam, ISIS primarily. Oh, we're close now to the first seal, but according to them, we're already done. Then the trumpets. Oh, you're going to love this one. The trumpets, the first trumpet, that's supposed to be the second 3.5 years, that in the Bible it says it's a third of vegetation, loss of human life, hell and fire. Hadn't happened yet, unless somebody out there knows something I don't, and I slipped through it somewhere along the way in my stupors. I don't know. But they're saying that the first trumpet was World War I, the war to end all wars. World War I was the first trumpet. That's a little bit longer than 7 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Like 1915 and 1918, that was quite a few. That was a lot more than 7 years ago. The biggest world event to date, world war, death toll. 8.2 million died. Chemicals and big guns were used. The key figure here is one-third of the trees and grass was burned up. See, they can throw that in there. But insert the words scorched grass policy. That comes to mind, Revelation 18:22-19. Don't add to it, take away from. These tactics were deployed during the First World War, mostly by Germans, and that the burn and devastate all useful facilities. This is insane. And land in a given area to deny their use by enemy forces. Scorched earth tactics. They're saying was the first trumpet. Back in 1915, 1917 was the first trumpet. This is so messed up. The second trumpet was World War II. Great mountain burning with fire to the sea. Of course, that's the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. And it says, go look at the pictures. 1/3 of ships destroyed. There were 105,121 ships in the war, and 336,187 were sunk. 34%. 1/3. Also, 52 million died population this time. 2.3 billion. That's 1/4 of mankind. Oh, my gosh. So we all missed the second trumpet. World War II was the second trumpet. The third trumpet. This was the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. They just happened to name Chernobyl to mean wormwood. Yes, how far back this was. This is so much detailed planning by the Illuminati. It's unbelievable. This is planned generations back. Wow. So they named Chernobyl to mean wormwood. That means it was planned to take Chernobyl down by design to make it happen. Wow. Not spending much time there, but the word wormwood can be traced back to a Russian medicine that was bitter and turned their tongues black. They translated to Chernobyl. Chernobylic means black in Russian. Uranian Bible, this star is called Chernobyl. The explosion shot a mile in the air, and the winds blew the toxin and waters all over the place, and the scriptures line up nicely with what happened in the Ukraine. And no, it don't. That's the third trumpet with Chernobyl. This is classic. I've heard it. Okay. The fourth trumpet, God speeds up our time. The fourth trumpet, time increases. Well, in the Bible, the fourth trumpet, one third of the sun is smitten, one third of the moon, one third of the stars. A darkened day shone one third of the time. And the three angels come out for the three woes. I don't know where they get the speed up of time from. Anyway, then the fifth trumpet, Saddam Hussein. Oh, here we go, Freemason. Saddam Hussein, the time of the Islamics. Bottomless pit, that's the oil. They just throw things in there without how they want to. Link to the great furnace which covered the sun for 90 days. Saddam set fire to 300. See, they started talking about this in the 90s. You know, you had your false prophets, and then they had pictures of the, in the 1990s, the oil fields covering the sun and the moon and all that. They said they would talk about that was the end times events. Now they're cashing in on it. Saddam set fire to 300 of the world's largest oil producers in Iraq. Created a dark cloud that covered the sun for 3 months. This lines up with the scripts. Plus the name in Hebrew is Abaddon. Greek is Apollyon. In the NIV translation it says destroyer. Saddam's mother, it said, is quoted saying that she had big problems with his pregnancy. So when he was born, his name was Saddam, meaning destroyer in Arabic. Good gosh. I thought Walt Disney was dead. Anyway, the sixth trumpet brings to World War III and the staggering death toll of one-third of mankind, which begins on the Euphrates River. Seventh trumpet, the second coming of Armageddon. Now, I know from other of these renditions that one named Carl Gallup down in Florida, or P.P. Simmons, these guys, they're talking about we're in the sixth trumpet. Family, this is all coordinated. So they're reporting now the Euphrates has dried up. And some of your Bagley and other false prophets and theologians of sort, that recently the Euphrates has dried up. That's almost in the seventh year of the tribulation, and 200 million are going to cross over it. That's not even 200 million humans. That's transhumanized army, supernatural, against Jesus Christ, Armageddon. So that means Sanan Emanuel is going to defeat the Illuminati and the reptilians that David Icke talks about so stupidly, and George Maxwell, who's the mentor of David Icke, and their New Agers, and their Luciferian or Satanist pretending to be Christian. You see, this is really getting sticky. So we're in the sixth trumpet, according to these people. And now they've got, if you look it up, I think you look it up right now, you'll find where they're reporting all the Euphrates is drying up. and they're referencing. So this is all coordinated. This is serious. And so eventually, the seventh trumpet, the second coming, Armageddon, will be probably, and I have to say this from my own opinion, is disclosure. So there's a major event coming, will be disclosure, they'll call the seventh trumpet. That's when Sanan Emanuel will appear on the scene, laying the groundwork, like John the Baptist of sorts, for the Antichrist, who will be in the tribe of David, they say. Woo, we're close. We are close, close, close. This is Satan's tribulation. This is Satan's trumpets, not God's of the Bible. See what they've done? They've accelerated it. Well, there's a website called End Times Deception. They say it's End Times Deception. And then there's another one, unrelated to the one I've received here. End Times Deceptions. It's in ChristianBeliefs.org. End Times Deceptions. / Revelation, Seals, Trumpets, and Bowls Timeline. Now, this one is unrelated. It's a different source and completely unrelated, definitely not connected. Okay, so let's see what they got to say. And we're going to do two of them. They say Revelation, Seals, Trumpets, and Bowls Timeline. A new study, of course it's new, on the fulfillment of Revelation being completed, which will give you more details, fulfillment of the seals, trumpets, and bowls, but this overview gives you enough information to see the big picture. Warning. Like loss of space. Warning, warning. Your previous programming may cause you not to be able to accept these answers yet. No kidding. Because they don't line up with what you've been taught by pastors. Nah, really? I'm like, you kidding me, right? You know I sound kind of like sarcastic, but these people, man, it just saves me from saying other things I want to say. So here's what they say. Satan caused the Roman Empire to kill millions of Christians from 66 to 313 A.D. Yeah. And from 1200 to 1800 A.D. Yeah. And St. Bartholomew Massacre, yeah. And just Camp Jasanovich in 1943, yeah. Every war in the billions, sure. I go along with that. Rome is the fourth kingdom of the prophecies of Daniel 2 and 7, yeah. That's the fourth beast. However, that's where it ends. Because they say here, the first seal, the white horse, represents Christ. So not the Pope now. This represents the white horse is Jesus Christ. Okay. So the other one is the Pope and the Catholic Church. Now this rendition of it, the white horse is Christ going forth on his victorious mission of taking control of the countries with his gospel. So that would sort of be a form of the Pope coming through, of avenging the martyrs' deaths, there we go, by causing the Roman Empire to collapse during the rest of the sealed judgments. Doggone, we missed it again, didn't we? Christ is overthrowing the greatest power the world has ever known, the mighty Roman Empire. And he's doing it not with weapons, but with his sword of his word. Okay, see, the Vatican, the Jesuits, are going to eliminate the Catholic Church. And they're going to bring in, as I started off a little while ago, the New Age movement, ancient mysteries, as a religion of the Antichrist, which is what the Catholic Church covered up in 325 A.D. with its false holidays, Christmas and Easter and all this, and pagan belief on the inside, and outside it was a pseudo-Christian belief formed by Constantine. It's called Christianity. Covered over the pagan roots of ancient mystery schools. And now they're going to take off the snake skin, Christianity, and say, look what we have. You understand? So before you had Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, shamanism, just all kinds of ancient mystery schools of religion, before 325 A.D. So 313 A.D., Constantine took over Rome. He beat Maxentius at the bridge and then formed up Christianity. Why did he do that? Because they couldn't wipe out Christianity or Christians. People were converting in the stands of the Roman stands when they would see how the Christians would die as martyrs and said, man, they would die and then others would pop up singing hymns. We want some of what they got, their faith and all that started changing people in the stands. Even had a Roman soldier to join the Jews that went out, the Christians that went out. Said, I'm convinced. And he went out with them, took his stuff off, his swords and all that, and armor, and said, I'm joining them. So Satan had to do something. It was working opposite. Isn't it amazing how God works? So he had to say, wait a minute, we got to control them. So let's stop the violence and create Christianity. Constantine did. Then they set up idols and symbols and holidays and all that just to contain, and it worked till today. Now they're going to take it because now they're showing you how evil it is. So they get rid of it and bring back the ancient mystery schools of religion. It's called the New Age movement. That's what's going on today. So the first seal is the white horse, represents Jesus Christ going forth on his victorious mission of taking control of countries with his gospel. The second seal, the red horse, represents, notice it's past tense again, the bloody time in the Roman Empire from 185 to 284 A.D. as it went to a phase of revolution, civil war for 90 years. There's 32 emperors, 27 contenders for the throne. In the second seal, the red horse is already, it's already done, according to them. Third seal, the black horse, represents a period of gloom and doom and despair as the Romans suffered, notice the past tense, under excessive taxes that were needed to pay for wars. God, what a stretch. Goodness gracious, gracious alive. Goodness gracious. The prices for wheat and barley that the Lord decreed were the exact prices from 222 to 235 A.D. What a bunch of junk. That's the third seal. It's already done. They've really... Oh. The fourth seal, the pale horse. What's this one? Oh. The pale horse represents, past tense again, one quarter of Romans dying from famine, plague, pestilence, and violence from 250 to 300 A.D. And the word earth means land, not the whole earth. The Roman Empire is the land, earth of prophecy. Fourth seal. Well, that's already been done, according to them. The fifth seal represents the millions of martyrs who were killed by the Roman Empire, especially the Smyrna church martyrs, who Roman Diocletian persecuted for 10 years, from 303 to 312 A.D. That's just right before Constantine took Rome. Their blood's crying out for the Lord to avenge their deaths. See how they place things in the right places? The sixth seal is the earthquakes, and the prophecy represents great political upheavals. No, the earthquake in the real seals is an earth-shattering earthquake. It's not great political upheavals. Golly, Pete. Eastern Emperor Constantine defeated Diocletian. No, it was Maxentius, goodness gracious, 312 A.D., which ended the persecutions. Well, it didn't end until a couple of decades later. Diocletian, the son, was panic-stricken. He died insane. Okay, here we go. Then Constantine defeated the emperors Maxentius and Licentius to become the ruler of both East and West by 324 A.D. That's correct. The Roman leaders... That's the stars will fall. No, it's the fallen angels that's going to fall, not the Roman leaders. Here they say it's the Roman leaders in sixth seal. They fell, and their power receded as a scroll. The mountains and islands were moved out of place where the countries and people that were affected by its political change. And the seventh seal represents the Lord sealing his servants before he sounds the seven trumpets of judgment against the pagan Roman Empire. See, this again shows where the Roman Empire is going to fail, which is planned by the Vatican anyway. So then, it talks about how Satan brought in Constantine, which he did. So this is why they're turning over the Roman Catholic Church as a bad guy. And the Roman Catholic Church is going to take the hit to bring in the New Age movement by design. So then they move into the trumpets. So in this one, the leadership of the Roman Empire was desolated. There's your denomination of desolation. Oh, this is insane. Our Lord sent his army after army to attack and conquer different areas of the vast Roman Empire. The first trumpet, hail, means war in biblical symbolism. They have no idea. And the Lord caused the Goths, who were led by Alaric, to move in the direction where literal hell came from north to south. They attacked the Roman Empire in the 5th century in Greece, Gaul, Spain. 300,000 Goths invaded Italy. The fire, hell and fire, represents their scorched earth policy in the invasion of enemy territory. You see what they're doing here? They're making it look like it's already done. Second trumpet was a mountain in biblical symbolism, representing a great nation, and the sea is a large group of people. Leaving bloodshed and confusion. And third trumpet, a star in prophecy, symbolized a leader. God sent his great burning star, Attila, the king of the Huns. Where do they get this stuff from? Attila and his 800,000 army, actually Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan is in the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II, King John and Charles Maine. Yeah, they're all in the same bloodline. Y'all know that. The fourth trumpet, the sun, the moon, the stars, symbolizes also Mohammed is in the same bloodline through King Edward IV. Man, they're all in the same bloodline of Ishmael. That's amazing. Anyway, the fourth trumpet, the sun, moon, the stars, symbolizes leadership structure. No, it don't. Here it represents God using Odysseir and Herule, a branch of the Goths, to cause the downfall of Roman leadership. And the sun, the west, was captured in 476 AD. And the hierarchy of Roman leaders, that's the moon and stars, how they make this stuff up, would have lost their power too. So when the Roman emperors were removed, the empire was split into 10 kingdoms. Notice past tense again. So that paved the way for the Roman Catholic Church to rise to power, fulfilling true prophecies. Then they bring in Daniel. They have studied this hard to match it to what they want. In Daniel 7, the little horn would rise up among the 10 horns. Well, see, in real life, that's what it really means in Scripture. That's the Antichrist. It's not yet shown. The 10 horns is the 10 unions. It's not yet formed up. But here they say it's already done. This was fulfilled when the Papal Church estimated or eliminated 3 of the 10 kingdoms because they would not bow down to his authority. They cite 2 Thessalonians 2:7. That's it. Anyway, the fifth trumpet represents the Lord using the Arabian Muhammadan army against the Western Roman Empire, 612 to 716 AD, 62 AD. Yeah, that's when the Vatican funded the Roman Empire, Muslims, to invade northern Africa. The Vatican created that. That's when it started. So it talks about the falling star in the fifth trumpet. It was Mohammed. He was raised by the Vatican. And to smoke out Satan's bottomless pit of lies is the Quran. Whew, man, they're stretching. Whoa, they're stretching like a rubber band. The sixth trumpet, I can't wait to read this one. The sixth trumpet represents the Lord releasing the Turks to cross over, the Euphrates River. So Turkey, you watch. Turkey's liable to be a fake World War III. That's what I smell. A fake World War III led by Turkey would, in reality, lead us to the first seal and defeat of the aliens that wants to kill us. That's what brings out Sinan Emanuel. You watch. That's only a guess I've got, but that matches up with what's going on today. That'd be the sixth trumpet. Turkey. And then the Euphrates River. See, that went on the last one. The Euphrates drying us up, so we're already there, according to these people. Satan caused the Roman Catholic Church, the sea beast of Revelation 13, to kill 50 to 100 million Christians during the 1,260 years of the Great Tribulation from 538 to 1798 A.D. Boy, they've really worked this thing out. What a mess. So many people are going to be deceived by this trash. And so it just goes on and on. So you got an idea there. Satan countered in 1545 by empowering the Jesuits at the Council of Trent to create a counter-reformation plan. Because they did the Reformation. It just goes on and on about some more nonsense. St. Bartholomew Massacre they talked about. It's like they're just throwing in. The third bowl was poured out as a bloody French Revolution spread out over the major cities. The fourth bowl, oh, I see, these are the bowls, was poured out when the Jesuits caused the foul and loathsome sore of atheism. What? The foul and loathsome sore of atheism to spread across France. That's the source. And the Lord allowed the abomination of atheism to turn the people away from the proper church. The second bowl was poured out as the Jesuits incited the French people to revolt against the Catholic Church. The third bowl was the bloody French Revolution. Rivers and springs of small groups of people was bloodied, and they had shed their blood of saints and prophets. The fourth bowl was the Jesuits caused the bloody Napoleonic Wars, was the fourth bowl. Family, this is insane. The fifth bowl was the See of the Beast, or the Office of the Papacy, lost their power in 798 A.D., 1798, French Revolution, and on and on and on. Sixth bowl was to drop the Ottoman Empire, the people, which is the river. Oh, this is another rendition. They're completely different. The people is the river of the Euphrates, which is released during the sixth trumpet, during the 18th and 19th century. So it's saying here, it just dried up the people. The sixth bowl wasn't really, the river was the people. Man, that makes me tired. These people put a lot of work in this to deceive people. What's the truth? We'll quickly go over it before we end up leaving here. And the third phase of the Roman beast was the power in the second way. 1776, the United States of America declared independence. Man, they throwed everything in here but the kitchen sink. I'm waiting for it to pop in here somewhere. World War III, where are we now? World War III, Jesuits are gathering the great major religions against each other by pitting the Zionist America against Muslim countries, threaten Israel. They'll lead to, there you go, World War III, that's what I thought. Where Muslim countries and Israel will war against each other, and that's when Sinan Emanuel will come out. That will be the first seal. They're calling it the current. World War III and the worldwide financial collapse will beg for solutions. New World Order forced people to worship the image of the beast. Yep, it's the fake World War III. Fake rapture. The seventh bowl represents the New World Order. Oh, man. Okay. We're coming to the end of the program. Wow. Family, be ready for these things because it's going to come at you. The seven seals is this. The seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls, are three succeeding series of end times judgments from God in reality. The judgments set progressively worse and worse in order, devastating as end times progress along. And the seals, trumpets, and bowls are all connected to one another. And the seventh seal introduces the seven trumpets. And the seventh trumpet introduces the seven bowls. That's how it works, for real. So the first four of the seven seals are known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The first seal represents the Antichrist. Revelation 6, 1 and 2. The second seal causes great warfare. It's a war. That is World War III, the real one. The third of the seven seals causes famine in America, in Europe, worldwide, at the same time. Now, you can have the second, third, fourth, and fifth seal all at the same time. Because the war would cause famine, famine would cause disease, disease, and you have those that are saints that are rejecting the digital tattoo, rejecting Lucifer, the Antichrist, the leader. The fourth seal brings about plagues, further famine, further warfare. The fifth seal tells us those who will be martyred for their faith in Jesus Christ during the end times. Revelation 6, 9 to 11. And God hears their cries for justice, and then He then will deliver in His timing, not ours, in the form of the sixth seal. That's God's answer. Along with the trumpet and bowl judgments, it's all God then. He'll remember everything that's happened over the centuries of man. You want the vengeance of God? They're going to get it. When the sixth to the seven seals is broken, a devastating earthquake will happen, causing massive upheaval, terrible devastation, along with unusual astronomical phenomena. And those who survive are right to cry out, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of Him who sits on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?" That's the day of the Lord. You see, HAARP will no longer exist. They won't have technology. And so they'll all look at each other and say, "Who's doing that? Are you?" "Not us, man. We're not doing it." Uh-oh. You see, they're going to know they've been had. Because they'll have no technology to fall back on. They'll not be in any control whatsoever. They'll be totally lost. Without no explanation. That's yet to happen. The seven trumpets are described, and the seventh trumpet are the contents of the seventh seal. The first trumpet causes hail and fire that destroys much of the plant life in the world. Revelation 8, it begins. The second trumpet brings about what seems to be a meteor hitting the oceans, causing the death of much of the world's sea life. The third trumpet is similar to the second, except it affects the world's lakes and rivers instead of the oceans. Just the lakes and rivers. God can do that, you know. The third trumpet is similar to the second, except it affects the world's lakes and rivers instead of the oceans. The fourth of the seven trumpets causes the sun and moon to be darkened. Revelation 8:12. The fifth trumpet results in a plague of demonic locusts. Not helicopters, because won't be standing, won't be flying. It's demonic locusts, demonic beings of some sort that attack and torture humanity. Revelation 9, 1 to verse 11. The sixth trumpet releases a demonic army that kills a third of humanity, just like in the days of Noah. Judgment upon those left. The seventh trumpet calls forth the seven angels with the seven bowls of God's wrath yet to come. The seventh bowl via the judgments are described in Revelation 16, verses 1 to 21. So the seven bowl judgments are called forth by the seventh trumpet. So the first bowl of wrath of God causes painful sores to break out on humanity. I guarantee you, those who have the mark of the beast will feel it. The second bowl results in the death of every living thing in the sea. The third bowl causes rivers to turn to blood. Just like before, it was the third, now it's everything, 100%. The fourth of the seven bowls results in the sun's heat being so intensified and causing great pain. That means that he would take away the great Van Allen belt. You got it? The fifth bowl causes great darkness and intensification of the sores from the first bowl. The sixth bowl results in the Euphrates River being dried up and the armies of the Antichrist, the supernatural army, being gathered together to wage the battle of Armageddon. And this will eventually be against Jesus Christ. Bad move. And so the seventh bowl results in a devastating earthquake again, followed by giant hailstones. Now, why would he send 100-pound hailstones? That's big. Because you have a big army that's supernatural. Giants, like in the days of Noah. Revelation 16, 15 to 21. Giant hailstones for giant beings. Revelation 16, 5 to 7 declares, God, you are just in these judgments. You who are and who were the Holy One, because you have so judged. For they have shed the blood of your saints and prophets, and you've given them blood to drink as they deserve. Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments. That, in short, was exactly 1 hour. I gave you the false, two types of different false. Family, I just didn't pull this out of nowhere. These people are going all over the internet, and one of them was a professionally made website. Carl Gallup down in Florida has got CDs, DVDs, BVDs, whatever he's got. He's got people under him that he's talking about this nonsense, and we're already in the sixth trumpet. Don't people read their Bible? How come these don't get away? What are you talking about? I want my money back. I give you, hey, Gallup, give me my money back. How people just get up and leave? Just leave when they start this nonsense. I'm going to tell you that. I won't do it if it ever happens and I'm somewhere that where this preacher gets up there or some evangelist or whatever expert starts talking this nonsense. But I'm just going to get up, start packing up respect. I don't think so. I'm going to walk out right then, right there. I want money back. You won't give it? Oh, keep it then. You're going to need it worse than me. Man, I believe in standing up for what you believe in. I believe in making a point of it, too. Not being politically correct. It's nonsense. It's time to take a stand. Let people know. Somehow. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Actually, it's what the Bible says. When you read the Revelation, do it your own. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research on this. Who's doing this? Preterist, Calvinist, Christian Identity, Arnold Murray, Shepherd's Chapel. New Agers pretending to be Christians. I think they've been activated because they're really hitting the internet lately and the Facebooks. I mean hard, too. And once I determine, I just block their butt. Don't come back. Take the proverbial cyber door. Don't let it hit you on the butt on the way out. I'm going to start taking a strong stance on this. I always have, but fam, it's getting rampant. Rampant, rampant, rampant. All right. Well, that's it right there in a serious, serious, serious nutshell. I gave you what they're telling you today, and I'm telling you what the Bible says, not what I say, but what the Bible says, what it really is. The first seal is the Antichrist. That's when it all starts. Introduced by the false prophet. They got to show you the end of the tribulations to bring in Sinan Emmanuel, the first seal. They got to show you everything's ended. They got to come up with situations and events in the past to show you it fits it, but don't fit the 7-year cycle. At all. Let's end. Lord, thank you for tonight. Lord, that we can share in the prophecy. We can study the Bible tonight. But Father, we pray upon you to give us that discernment, wisdom, protection, knowledge that we need to spread the true gospel. Lord, to guide us in these future times, teach us to be righteous. Deliver us from these temptations. Protect us with your Holy Spirit. Guide us this week as we have other Bible studies and other broadcasts. And Father, to spread across the United States, spread across the world, bring out your watchmen, Lord. We need them. This I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Family, it's not about religion. It's not about any religion whatsoever, not one. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about the Pope. It ain't about Billy Graham. It ain't about Copeland. It's not about Hagee. It's not about your favorite preacher, your favorite religion. It's about Jesus Christ. And his only word is King James Bible. It's that simple. It's not about protecting Yostein or whoever. It's about Jesus, for goodness sakes. You know? It's not about any man, no man, but Jesus. That's it. It's that simple. Well, not going to be that simple. But it's not about a religion. It's about Jesus. So, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, and also let you all remind you all, we're played up there in highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he has sponsors up there. Just pass the word. Check it out every now and then. He plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. I appreciate y'all dropping by. Y'all just leave a pile on the way out. All right, y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And remember, it ain't about Buddha. It's not about being a Baptist. It's not about being a Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholic, Timbuktu, Hindu, whatever. It ain't about being any of them. It's about following Jesus Christ. So, y'all have a good night, and we'll end here. Oh, here we go. But you didn't expect that one, did you? Listen to the words.
Well, old Buddha was a man, and I'm sure that he meant well. But I pray for his disciples, lest they wind up in hell. And I'm sure that old Mohammed thought he knew the way. But it won't be Hare Krishna we stand before on the judgment day. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun, not heaven. Well, I don't hate anybody, so please don't take me wrong. But there really is a message in this simple song. You see, there's only one way, Jesus, if eternal life is your goal. In meditation of the mind, it won't save your soul. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun of heaven. Well, you can call yourself a Baptist and not be born again. A Presbyterian or a Methodist and still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance, and if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few. Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne, a Presbyterian or a Methodist that's calling us home. And it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. Let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming back real soon. Oh, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home, and it won't